WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're wondering what movie to take the kids to over the Labor Day weekend, film critic Stephen Schiff recommends The Witches.
When it comes to fairy tales, I'm a follower of the late child psychologist Bruno Bettelheim. In other words, I don't go along with those parents who strive to protect their little sweeties from any fictional experience that might cause them a momentary thrill of fear. Bettelheim found that children, even little children, were more capable of using scary fairy tales than adults commonly give them credit for being. They get scared, sure, but the world is a scary place anyway. And when a fairy tale shows them how a resourceful kid can defeat even the most insuperable evil, it bolsters children's sense that they'll be all right, that they can manage in a sometimes daunting world. The best kids' movie ever made is Walt Disney's Pinocchio, which is terribly frightening and thunderously affirmative all at once. And the same can be said for most of the great children's movies, like The Wizard of Oz and The Thief of Baghdad. It can also be said of The Witches, which I heartily recommend for any school-age kid, and also for his or her parents, because The Witches is that rare children's movie that adults can watch with pleasure. It's spooky and imaginative, and it boasts two unnecessarily terrific performances. One by Mai Zetterling, as a kindly grandmother who knows all about the ways of witches, and the other by the spectacular Angelica Houston, who plays the Great High Witch, also known as the most wicked person in the world. Witches, you see, hate children, and most of the movie takes place in a British hotel in which all the witches in England are having a convention. The Great High Witch may look like Angelica Houston on the outside, but when she takes off her wig and her mask, she's the most hideous crone the studios of the late Jim Henson have ever come up with. And she has an evil plan. She wants to rid England of all its children. And to that end, she's come up with a poison that, when ingested by a kid eating, say, a chocolate bar, will turn him into a mouse. The first victim is a fat little boy named Bruno, who comes to the witch's meeting room to collect some chocolate from the Great High Witch. The poisoned chocolate she's already fed him is scheduled to take effect at exactly 6:15.
Lady promised me 6 whole bars of cream whipped hazelnut milk chocolate. I've come to collect.
Ladies, may I introduce Bruno? Come up, Bruno. I have the chocolate here. I said 6:15. And that is in 15 seconds from now. You are in for a treat.
Soon enough, Bruno is transformed into a talking mouse. And not long after, our 9-year-old hero, Luke, played by Jason Fisher, will suffer the same fate. But that won't prevent Luke from going after the witches with all the dexterity at his disposal. The movie's director, Nicholas Rogue, has been sort of wandering in the cinematic wilderness for years. His last good movie was The Man Who Fell to Earth in 1976, and his last wholly coherent one was Don't Look Now, way back in 1973. Most of his work since then has been arty, pretentious, and utterly empty, but this film is different. It uses all Rogue's customary grandiosity and trickiness to heighten the thrills. Maybe the rigor of telling a tale even a child could understand has performed a kind of good witch magic on Rogue. Maybe it's changed him from a cinematic flim-flam artist back into a real filmmaker again.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.